Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy V. No Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. This is Kathy Vino Davis from Accessing Unlimited Potential. I'm here today on September 16th with an awesome message for you entitled Expanding Our Consciousness. I'd like to begin by opening sacred space to the winds of the south, great serpent Sachamama. Wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Arango, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fire. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle Wolban, condor Apuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of, and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin furred, and winged ones, all our relations. And Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and Great Spirit, you are known by a thousand names, and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space. Guide all of us in this message today. Allow that the words that come from my mouth carry an even deeper message for humanity. At this incredible time. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a home of oneness being. I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm part of the oneness of the multiverse. I now realize that we aren't only part of the multiverses, we are part of the all. I, along with over 7 billion spirits, have been blessed to participate in Earth's transition and ultimate ascension. I've been blessed to be a communicator, a translator, a clarifier, and a support at this critical time in the history of our planet, guiding and assisting others on their healing journey through gifts I've been blessed with. I am in oneness with all of you, knowing that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am, as you all are. So I encourage you to continue to repeat this coded message to assist in the upliftment of yourself and humanity. We are all divine beings in oneness with Creator. Millions of us have been selected to be way showers during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. As we awaken, our higher frequencies will help others come out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. And I call upon Archangel Michael, bring in the light and lift off the negative entities for all who are listening and all will hear this message at a later time. I beg, I call upon you to bring in the light and lift off the negative entities for all. Bring in the light and lift off the negative entities and energies for all who are listening and for those who will hear this message at a later time. And this is a prayer that all of you can use to assist in clearing your energy field or that of others. Today was an amazing day as I culminated my writing this morning for my entitled broadcast, Expanding Our Consciousness. And as I finish off the last paragraph and the last words, I'm filled with hope, excitement, and so many other things. So I'll continue, but I wanted to share that feeling. As I began writing for today's broadcast a few days ago, I became aware of how this process and the synthesizing thoughts and ideas I've come across is bringing me to a higher level of understanding and healing. I'm just like you, moving through this time and space, opening, changing, awakening on more and more levels each moment of each day now. My journey, although unique from each one of you, is a similar process to what we each are going through. I look at alternative news, as you know, for an understanding of what's occurring in the world beyond my personal life. I'm attempting to make sense of what is happening so I can put it neatly into perspective. That's kind of silly. I want to put it neatly anyplace or so that I can deal with it. I'm not sure how I go about doing that either. Or maybe using this understanding of what's going on to move forward. However, the Pleiadian Council has an interesting perspective on viewing the news. And I quote, "You cannot fix an illusion. You cannot make sense of something that is not real. The concept of non-material existence eludes many of you. Humanity has been deeply rooted in the physical, material physical existence, only perceiving what the physical senses allow you to experience. This is where the illusion makes you feel separate from your true essence of divine spirit. The illusion will begin to fade away as you stop giving it energy." End of quote. As I keep a daily pulse on the happenings throughout the world, although often just briefly, is the attention that I'm giving it providing an energy so that it persists? That's a rude awakening for me, if it's true. I criticize so many who are unaware, but just maybe they are assisting in the dismantling of the illusion by not attending to it. I'm quite confident that humanity must learn what's transpired in the 3D world that we chose to live in. We're being told that we will be given a complete history of what has been happening for thousands of years. But just possibly my constant, although brief focus I place on daily events in the 3D world might just be helping to sustain things a bit longer. End of this, I can't possibly know, but it is an interesting insight. But another message does assure me that, and I quote, "You are here not to make perfect choices, but to experience your own creative power by learning and growing from the choices you make." End of quote. So whatever I might do and then reflecting and questioning my choices is also a way of evolving. I'm not promoting that humanity remain oblivious to what is happening in our 3D illusionary world. Nearly 5 years ago now, and that's kind of insane to imagine that, I was more fully awakened when for the first time I read uncomfortable and amazing truths about the world I had grown up in. I was made aware of the darkness, the deceit, the lies, and manipulation that have occurred for hundreds and thousands of years. And I know that was very important to see and acknowledge. Now, however, with my knowing, I don't need to continue to review and get updates on the latest events happening. Much of what is being put out in alternative news now is to awaken those who have not yet seen beyond the veil of our 3D existence. It's for the awakening of not others. It's not for me anymore. The Arcturian Council shares this message, and I quote, "That is why you don't have to pay so much attention to what's going on in the government and the banking system and so on. They represent the older consciousness, the third dimensional version of you and the rest of humanity. They were necessary at one time and they played their roles for all of you, but you are graduating to something new, something better, and you are the ones orchestrating what those institutions will be and how they will be run and how they will be in service to everyone rather than just a few." End of quote. This is not a judgment of anyone who finds it helpful or important to check in to see what's going on in the world we're leaving. And I know I'm still going to do it. But it may bring them comfort or clarity or a higher understanding of themselves. I'm just suggesting here that maybe for those of us who already have a knowing of our past and are opening and awakening to transitioning into the higher fourth and fifth dimension, it might not be the most effective way to move forward. However, I will say that brief interludes and checking in is not a bad thing. I liken this all to a blemish that one constantly looks at and messes with that continues to exist for days. However, when the focus is lifted off of it, it miraculously disappears. This reminds me of the knee pain that I've been experiencing for 6 weeks now. The less I worry about it and get busy with other things, the better it feels, and I forget it's an issue. We need to become aware of the focus we place upon our thoughts, words, feelings, and how we are vibrating so that we can begin to manifest what we truly want and need. One channel summarizes this up with, and I quote, "What you put your attention to is what you are creating." Even though many already know that what you focus on is what you are manifesting, many will still be drawn to the darkness. When you find yourself overwhelmed, remember you're not part of the illusion. You cannot fix something that is not part of you. You cannot make sense of something that isn't real. The only thing that is real is the divine light. End of quote. And that, of course, gives me much clarity when I do further view briefly some of the updated news. These challenging times continue as so many revelations come forth into our consciousness, along with fears of war, hearing of continued oppressive mandates from the overlords who controlled us for way too long, and ongoing reports of some new invented disease or illness killing the population or our animals. When we step back and go within, we become aware that this is all part of the illusion. We need not attend to any of it because it's not part of who we are or where we are heading. It's vital to realize that the whole illusionary system was designed to disconnect us from our intuition, because disconnected people are easy to control. And we, when we manifested into this 3D earth, became separate from our divinity. We chose this so that we could learn and grow. But this earth school closed a while ago now, people. We've learned the lessons that our higher self chose, and now we're moving forward on another trajectory to create the new earth. This has always been part of the divine plan. We are here in this in-between time waiting as so much plays out around us. At times, it's a sense of a void, maybe more like a clean slate within us, upon which we are beginning to lightly sketch plans for our new earth. As we observe things happening, we can choose what we no longer want in our life. We are releasing those old thoughts, former ways of doing things, and people who don't add light to our life. Through this process, we are creating the template upon which we will build our new earth. We've already begun, yet there's still so much around us that has to be seen by all of humanity, and us included. We know only a speck of the truth, by the way. But it has to be seen by all of humanity so it can be rejected and let go of. The illusion needs to be seen for what it was. That's the only way we can move forward. And this is creating trying times for so many. Fears continue to erupt. Fear of war. Fear of total oppression. Fear of not being able to live or feed oneself or one's family. Fear of others taking over our country, our community, our land, our homes. These fears are very real, but the results will never come about as long as we hold on to and move towards a new reality, one of self-love and self-respect and of compassion that opens us up to unconditional love of all. One interesting thing to note is that we can use fear to help us grow in a positive direction. As we see what we don't want, we can consciously move our attention to those things that we do want. We are capable of that now. Actually, we've been capable of that prior to this time, but more than at any other time, our ability to manifest what we want in our life is more powerful each day. We are reminded of this power that we each have. And I quote, "Life is our projection. The universe doesn't contradict us. Creation and existence don't have a mind of its own. If you define things in a negative way, also as being attacked, etc., creation, the universe says, okay, that is what you will see. If you define things in a positive way that can help me and be of service to me and in support of humanity, the universe says, I'll unconditionally support you in that knowledge. we are in charge, end of quote. And we forget that, or we haven't learned it yet. Much of humanity hasn't learned that yet. But still, this is a tough road to travel. How can we more easily move beyond? What must we do now in these very, very turbulent times to access that new earth that awaits us? How do we shift our focus of the fear-ridden in a positive direction? How can we reach that place where the amazing world of peace and love opens up before us, this new place of promise? We look around us at the grocery store, on the city and town streets, and see people who don't look at all like us. I'm not talking about those of a different color, those of a different stature, or those of a different dress reflecting possibly their cultural background or their inherent beliefs. Many others are beyond what we ever considered before because not everyone is human. Not everyone we come in contact with has the abilities that we humans have. Not everyone has a spiritual connection. Not everyone has a soul. And many who are human are so programmed and are of such a low frequency that they cannot see and understand what we know. And I heard from a cousin, message from a cousin, not understanding why this group of people can't see the lies that are being put out over there. She doesn't understand this piece yet. Well, as a result, there are many beings out there that reflect things that do not bring us comfort or joy or peace. These players of varying energies are here so that we can discern between what we want in our lives and what we choose not to have or be a part of. We're being given a menu upon which we can choose what fits for us, what we value, what we want more in our lives, and what we don't want. It's not discrimination in the negative sense, but yes, we are discriminating between what reflects our inner values, internal values, and what clashes totally with what we want our lives to be. Earlier or late last week, when we went out grocery shopping, I noted that there are some folks I'm really drawn to, but some have an energy signature that is dark and off-putting. It's not necessarily connected to their physical appearance. It's a feeling from the energy that's being emitted by them. When we use our intuitive abilities, we can easily discern what we're being presented with, whether what we're being presented with is of the light or the absence of light. Through our intuition, we can feel into any situation, relationship, and event and choose to accept or connect to it or release it and walk away. This will get easier as we tap into our abilities and trust that what we are feeling is valid. It will assist us in leaving behind what no longer serves us. I want to share here that I remember camping, and it had to be, I bet, 5 years ago. And I know I talked about this a long time ago. We were camping, and there was a fella camping, like, right near us, and and we were with a group, but not everybody in one place, but we were in a group, and he came and befriended us. I didn't like him. I didn't feel good around him. And all the other people, mainly guys, it was motorcycle rally. Oh, they thought it was great. They were chatted. They spent afternoons talking, blah, 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 blah. And I judged myself because something was off. And what I didn't realize is I had been strengthening my intuition, my intuitive abilities to pick and choose. And I was doing that there and didn't realize it. Well, the dark is the absence of light. And those who have a very low light, quotient, or hold no light will not and cannot move into the higher frequencies. They will each have their own places to go, but it won't be the fifth dimension. Many are not human, and humans with low-level frequencies will need to be continuing their journey in another 3D world before they can ascend. There's no judgment here. There are simply many humans who can't understand what we see and know because they're not ready to let go of the separation and wish to continue their spiritual learning. They've made this choice to stay within the lower realm dimensions rather than ascending with Mother Earth. And these souls will be removed from Earth and will continue in a third dimensional reality until they're ready for their ascension. When we each, as a human soul, came into the earthly realm, we were shrouded in a veil of forgetfulness. We lost touch with our connection to the light. So as we navigated through our lives, all seemed fragmented and lacked meaning. Thus, we searched. We searched for fulfillment and purpose through relationships, material possessions, and experiences that kept us in a cycle of reincarnation. And we did this because we chose to learn the lessons in the Earth School. But now, in this awakening process, the veils have been lifted, and we are becoming aware of our true connection to nature and to Source. This remembering is what is bringing about our transformation. We are rejecting the illusion of separation and limitation. We are seeing more and more clearly who we are as amazingly powerful divine beings. This veil was an intentional separation when we incarnated on Earth between the physical and the non-physical. That had to be. That's the only way we could have moved through this experience. So it was through the duality we experienced here on Earth that we learned and grew and sought a reconnection with our true selves. Now, in this awakening and transformation, we are integrating the non-physical that we gave up or put away for a while into the physical. We are bringing the spiritual world into the material world. This is the next huge step in our evolution. This is what humanity is bringing about. And it's beyond imagining. But we had to let it go. that non-physical and that spiritual peace, we had to feel lost. We had to be brought to a point where we went within and we have the material things all together. Well, now we can raise that material existence to a much higher level as we merge it with our spirituality. What an exciting time indeed. A few months ago in one of my broadcasts, I addressed the topic of religion. It might have been disconcerting for many to hear my thoughts about what I've come to realize religion has been, at least what I believe it is. And I recently heard Bashar speak of religion versus spirituality. I want to share this. I thought it was very interesting. Bashar doesn't denigrate religion and acknowledges that, and I quote, it is that tool, technique, a discipline, an object to give yourself permission to be more of who you are, to be more connected to source. If it works for you, no judgment. If it helps you get into a proper state. If religion is a permission slip to help yourself connect to something, that's fine. End of quote. But we must become aware that we are putting our ritual and also other beings between ourselves and our connection to source. Bashar goes on to say that, and I quote, spirituality removes the middleman woman, allowing a direct connection to source. Spirituality is a direct energetic download, connection, and communion with all that is. End of quote. It was beautiful when I read that. There are many tools, disciplines, and techniques that we can utilize to connect to Creator. But I've come to know that to access Source, I don't need those things that I was encouraged to use in the illusionary world. Those rote prayers or time spent in a building praying to false idols no longer make sense. When I go within, in meditation or quiet contemplation, or when I sit on my porch in the woods, or kayak at my favorite lake, or pet my kitty Sasha, or listen to uplifting music, all or any one of those things connects me within, where I can easily access my divinity and connect to my Creator. We've all accumulated and continue to carry old energy from the past, and this is manifesting physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as it comes up for clearing. We know that. We've all been going through it, and I've spoken of this a lot, but it bears repeating. This is why we're experiencing varying degrees of discomfort depending upon where we are in this process of cleansing. This is not easy, but I'm encouraging you to refrain from fear of an illness or disease being the cause. Over these past 4.5 years, I've had many things manifest in my being. Mostly physical. The more I came to understand what was happening, I trusted the process, and these issues each dissipated in their own time. I want to share a channel explanation to ease your concerns. And I quote, you are being transformed into the real you, much like the caterpillar who must totally dissolve in a cocoon before reemerging as the butterfly. Many have unexpectedly found themselves level to square one with everything old and familiar gone and an inner void that is physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually traumatic. If this is or has been your experience, know that this phase of your ascension process was necessary, but is temporary. Do not resist, but rather discover the lessons of the experience while never forgetting that your higher self brings you what you need only when you are ready. End of quote. Allow the process. There are lessons within each of our experiences, positive and often difficult. It's vital we go within and discover those lessons, then watch as all the unnecessary energies will fall away. Trust that all is proceeding according to a divine plan. And last month, I shared with you my challenges and my thoughts about me and difficulties moving. And all that dialogue that I shared on my broadcast and all the things that I've been thinking about have brought me to some awakenings and understandings. And I kind of bumped into a way of clearing some things that I guess I didn't know were there, were sitting embedded within me, that are my stuff that I refer to, probably mostly past lives, this life too. And I had recalled, I have a bear drum that I made, a drum made out of bear skin. And back a while ago when I was going through some internal stuff, I went down and used the drum to help move that energy out and hadn't done that in a long time. And those feelings came back up again, that weird vibrational stuff inside, not fun stuff. And this time I reflected on the drum and asked my husband if he would drum over me. And I'm going to share something very personal, people. As he drummed, I sobbed. I began sobbing and sobbing, not knowing about what or where it came from. And I allowed it, and I was safe because it was my husband. I was safe. And I continued to do that for 3 days now. I'm going to do it again later on today, and I will tell you, the things are releasing from my being. But evidently, I wasn't ready yet. And then I was. I just wanted to share that. Well, I'm going to go on to another fun topic. Astrologically, there are so many events that continue to move humanity and Mother Earth forward in this powerful transition. Twice this year now, Pluto moved into Aquarius, and we got tastes of what would be offered in the new Earth. However, on September 1st, there was a retrograde, and Pluto moved back into Capricorn and will remain there until November 19th, so it's like 2.5 months total. This is why we are experiencing so many things right now occurring at once. And it started in this month of September. This is bringing about the chaos, which is precipitating the long-awaited final collapse of the 3D world. We are witnessing the death blow to the Matrix, with all systems going through a huge transformation, allowing a new Earth to be built. The uncomfortable truth that we've been witnessing will continue, I believe, for these next two more months. As Pluto in Capricorn is bringing up the darkest aspects of life, from what I believe, this may be the most intense times we will or have ever gone through in our lives, with much heaviness coming forth and huge karmic releases. Humanity will no longer be able to ignore what is unfolding. These are the lessons that are all coming out at once. As we bear witness to the secrets that are being revealed, it is looking as though the evil ones are winning. But that's not true. This is part of a huge spiritual awakening that no one will be able to ignore. To navigate these incredible, turbulent times, we must connect to Source and to our higher self and choose those thoughts, feelings, and actions that are only in alignment to who we truly are. We must remember that we are co-creators of our existence and all is well. We are not in ordinary times, people. We are not in Kansas anymore. September is proving to be a truly remarkable time when vibrations are reaching into the seventh dimension. We're being told that it's setting the stage for an amazing celestial alignment. One of the latest channels from the Galactic Federation is alerting us, brace ourselves. That's the title. And I quote, "The celestial show did not stop there. Your star's activities have escalated to unprecedented levels, culminating in another awe-inspiring solar flare today, September 15th, that was yesterday. A colossal X4.5 flare erupted from your sun, accompanied by a massive and rapid coronal mass ejection that is now hurtling towards the earth," end of quote. Well, as this is occurring, tomorrow, September 17th, there will be a partial lunar eclipse and full moon. And I'm going to quote this, "Lunar eclipses hold great astrological significance, representing transformation, closure, and shifts in your personal and emotional realms. They can trigger revelations that aid in letting go of patterns, relationships, or behaviors that hinder your spiritual progress. Lunar eclipses focus on closure and resolution, making it a potent period for profound inner transformation," end of quote. And then tomorrow, as the full moon rises, it will enhance our spirituality, emotional depth, and our intuition, encouraging us to dive ever deeper into our inner selves. Along with this, we have the balance of Virgo that will help anchor us and set boundaries. So that's a good thing. And this balancing will also be supported by the upcoming autumnal equinox that's coming up on Sunday, September 22nd. We are being advised in these days ahead, and I quote, "Brace yourself for a period of intense energy and cosmic alignment, as the divine plan unfolds its mysteries," end of quote. I've heard that there is a sense that we are balancing between two worlds at the same time and are coming very close to the split in timelines that will separate the wheat and chaff. This intense period will last until November 19th, when we permanently go back into the age of Aquarius for the next roughly 2,000 years. Well, in addition, we're being influenced by the star Alcyon, where many of our Pleiadian family members reside. And under this influence, Earth and all who live here are poised to ascend into the higher fourth dimension that will bring about another marked shift in the collective consciousness. Now, as our collective frequencies shift above the third and fourth dimension, the third and lower fourth dimension, Earth and humanity will no longer be influenced by the dark controllers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been waiting for this for a long time. According to a Pleiadian channel, and I quote, this transition serves as the foundation upon which the divine order will be established, paving the way for a monumental leap into the fifth dimensional spectrum. This divine evolution signifies the understanding of just how the prime creator is still in control of it all. End of quote. Humanity's journey into the higher fourth dimension, I quote, represents a harmonious integration of mind, body, and spirit, leading to a state of elevated consciousness and enlightenment. End of quote. We're getting closer and closer to higher states of consciousness where we will finally witness a new earth where unity, love, and compassion will reign. All that is happening now promises to very quickly transform our perception of reality. One channel confirms this is all a cyclical process. As prayed in the Mayan calendar, we are living in this moment of no time. We are in a process of transitioning from one dimension, from a dense reality to a more subtle, lighter reality, end of quote. No wonder at times we might be feeling that void. No wonder it's such a confusing and chaotic time for us internally as well as externally. This all confirms so much of what I've been knowing, trusting, and speaking up for so long. We have so much to be grateful for and to look forward to, but it's been easy to lose sight when we're experiencing such difficulties and pain. And I'm going to share another piece of this journey with my leg and my walking. I literally was taken out the 4th of August. And to be honest, I was laid up pretty much in bed for a few weeks, barely moving around. And it affected my mood and it affected so many things. But there had to be reasons why I had to go through those that experience, but it wasn't fun, people. So I'm not above and beyond. We're all experiencing these things. But what I do know is we are awakening to the knowing that we are not small, useless beings who must be subservient to others. We're now rising beyond that old programming that attempted to keep us enslaved. The greatest fear that our controllers had is coming to fruition. We are knowing totally and completely that we are incredibly enlightened divine beings who came here to transform the earth and humanity. And as I wrote, I felt it. My energies have shifted, and I'm lifted out of the place that I was in for several weeks, I will admit. It was difficult. But now we can access so much. Our power, our gift, our creative abilities to co-create a new earth are surpassed by no one. That's why the dark never wanted us to awaken. All the beliefs embedded in us were to keep us separated, and I quote, from our true essence and the universal truth that binds all beings together. So again, I will share that we chose this world of duality when we incarnated as physical beings, and we chose this reincarnation cycle, this whole thing. However, from all that I know, and it'll be validated down the line, it was never, ever intended to get to the level of darkness that you're going to be made aware of soon. I don't believe that Creator ever intended for that to happen. And then we have free will along with that, that just exacerbated it and brought it to another level. Well, it's so important to remember that we're not and have never been alone. Mother Mary shared this beautiful message, and I quote, "My sons and daughters, we are with you all the time, helping you to go through all of this, to go through this entire process. We just can't live it for you. The journey is yours, and you need to live it fully with all the risks and pain for the learning, for the evolution. But we are there, removing a pebble, giving you a little water to help you on the journey." End of quote. Well, at this time, the focus here in the United States is about an election. And I do want to mention, I got awoken this morning to the news that there was another assassination attempt on Donald Trump. That's going to precipitate more and more and more. It's all part of this, I'm quite sure. Well, this election, I'm voting now. I'm voting for peace and love. I'm voting for health and safety. And I'm voting for abundance and truth and unity. I'm voting with my heart. I'm asking for a revealing of what the 3D world was, with an explanation of who we are and why we're here. As the veils lift, all will know the truth. But these next weeks will continue to be difficult, with more revelations coming forth. This is going to require a lot from us who are aware of what's been going on, so we can help explain and ease the fears of the newly awakened. We are the ones that will be called upon to offer clarity in any way we can, so others can begin to understand what's going on. We're the ones that Earth has been waiting for, and we are ready. I'd like to end with a message from the Andromeda Intergalactic Council. And I quote, "The time has arrived to prepare for the commencement of the shift in the collective consciousness. This shift will be felt by all, regardless of whether they align with the light or are drawn towards the darkness. Everyone will experience the fifth, sixth, and seventh degree frequencies of the infinite cosmic rays being directed by your star families. As many have noted, there is significant division in the collective. This division is getting wider as a result of many falling into traps set by the dark forces within your reality. The intense frequency from the heightened degrees of light will either awaken individuals from the illusion or cause them to shut themselves off from the awakening entirely. This is the final curtain for many. This is the final call to align with the higher frequencies. Earth's ascension is a process that cannot be delayed indefinitely, and so as well, humanity's ascension cannot be delayed any longer." End of quote. Go within, pray, bring in what eases you, access as much help as you need at this time, and don't be afraid, but brace yourself. I can't imagine what's coming, but from what I'm hearing, it's going to be quite incredible, phenomenal. And with that, I'll close sacred space. Sacha Mama, gratitude. Otorongo, gratitude. Ancient Ones, gratitude. Woven in the Poochin, gratitude. Pachamama, gratitude. Father, Son, Grandmother, Moon, Star Nations, gratitude. Send us blessings. Continue to surround and protect us with your love and light, guiding us through these last months of this incredible journey. And to you all, I wish you love and light. Namaste.